Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Maddie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, more than 140 Clermont homes and families were impacted by the severe flooding that took place this past January. SES Clermont group leader has talked about how lucky they are that nobody died that day, considering there were only two volunteers there, including herself. Following the emergency, state and federal governments have allocated over $66 million to direct disaster support across central and western Queensland, with additional bridge and drainage upgrades announced soon after. The Commonwealth has proposed the state and federal funding is split 50-50 as opposed to the current 64-36, however this is still in discussion.
Chris Sifuli's election promise to establish a swathe of early intervention and rehabilitation programs for youth offenders seems to be failing through the third-party providers the state has opted for. On Friday, one of the staying-on-track providers has referred to the state and federal authorities for misusing $255 million of funding. Another provider, which was given $50 million, has been defunded after claims that it wasn't delivering on its contract requirements. So far, Chris Sifuli's youth justice program has racked up costs of $500 million, an amount which swells beyond what he promised during his election campaign.
In national news, the ACCC has exercised new powers to block the opening of an additional Coles supermarket on the grounds that it could knock out smaller competitors. Kalgoorlie currently has a Coles, a Woolworths, two franchised IGA supermarkets and two independent grocers, and Coles has been attempting to open a second supermarket as well as a new Liquorland in the area as well. A Coles spokesperson said they disagree with the ACCC's decision, however the ACCC has doubled down, stating, quote, "We found that while a new Coles supermarket will offer benefits to some consumers, there is a real prospect that the acquisition would lead to the exit of an effective independent competitor and its assets leaving the market."
In a mining breakthrough today, BHP and Rio Tinto have launched two battery electric hauler trucks. The 240-ton mining trucks silently drove up onto the BHP-run Jimblebar mine this morning, as a FIFO press secretary was attended by both iron executives and WA Premier Roger Cook. The pair of Caterpillar electric vehicles are the possible solution to Australia's largest miner's self-described diesel problem and decarbonization strategy. However, at the same time that BHP pledged to turn electric, the firm also ordered 62 additional diesel-powered trucks.
In international news, half of the UK's population believe they would struggle to access emergency contraception over the weekend, and two-thirds believe they would struggle on any day after 10 p.m. This comes from data collected by the College of Sexual and Reproductive Healthcare, who have since called for oral emergency contraception to be reclassified under general sales. This would not replace existing pathways to access free emergency contraception, however it would allow for it to be sold directly from most shops. President of the college, Dr. Zara Hayter, has defended this proposal, stating, quote, "The decision to prevent an unintended pregnancy is a basic human right, and that should not depend on the day of the week, the time of day, your postcode, or whether the local pharmacy happens to be open."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 24 today. The fire danger is not yet rated, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with some more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.